The Impact of Pre-Supernova Feedback and Its Dependence on Environment, by Anna F. McLeod et al. Integral field units enable resolved studies of a large number of star-forming regions across entire nearby galaxies, providing insight on the conversion of gas into stars and the feedback from the emerging stellar populations over unprecedented dynamic ranges in terms of spatial scale, star-forming region properties, and environments. We use the VLT, MUSE legacy dataset covering the central 35 Arcmin squared, approximate light year 12 square kilopercent of the nearby galaxy NGC 300 to quantify the effect of stellar feedback as a function of the local galactic environment. We extract spectra from emission line regions identified within dendrograms, combine emission line ratios and line widths to distinguish between He regions, planetary nebulae, and supernova remnants, and compute their ionized gas properties, gas phase oxygen abundances, and feedback-related pressure terms. For the He regions, we find that the direct radiation pressure, P_dir, and the pressure of the ionized gas, P_He, weakly increase towards larger galactocentric radii, i.e. along the galaxies, negative, abundance and, positive, extinction gradients. While the increase of P_He with galactocentric radius is likely due to higher photon fluxes from lower metallicity stellar populations, we find that the increase of P_dir is likely driven by the combination of higher photon fluxes and enhanced dust content at larger galactocentric radii. In light of the above, we investigate the effect of increased pre-supernova feedback at larger galactocentric distances, lower metallicities and increased dust mass surface density, on the ISM, finding that supernovae at lower metallicities expand into lower density environments, thereby enhancing the impact of supernova feedback. This was The Impact of Pre-Supernova Feedback and Its Dependence on Environment, by Anna F. McLeod et al.